Oh, Mrs. McGrath, the sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son, Ted, with his scarlet coat and his big cock hat? Now, Mrs. McGrath, wouldn't you like that with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida? Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya. So Mrs. McGrath lived on the seashore for the space of 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship sailing into the bay, a hullabaloo, and I think it is he with the tour-ay-ya,
Father Dillida.
Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with the tour-ay-ya,
Father Dillida.
Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya. Oh, Captain, Captain, where have you been? And have you been sailing on the Mediterranean? And have you any news of my son Ted? Is the poor boy living or is he dead with a tour-ay-ya,
Father Dillida? Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
Then up steps Ted without any legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two, saying, Holy Moses, it isn't you, with a
tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Hooray, 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 ah, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida.
Oh, Teddy, me boy, his mother then cried, your two fine legs were your mother's pride. Those stumps of the tree wouldn't do it all. Why didn't you run from the big cannonball with a
tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida? Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
No, I wasn't drunk, no, I wasn't blind, but I left my two fine legs behind. On the 5th of May, took me two fine legs from the knees away with the
tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with the tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
Me boy, his mother then cried, your two fine legs were your mother's pride. Those stumps of a tree wouldn't do it all. Why didn't you run from the big cannonball with a
tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida? Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
Oh, but if I had you back again, I'd never let you go and fight the King of Spain. For I read in my Ted as he used to be, when the King of France and his whole navy
with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
All foreign wars I do proclaim between Don John and the King of Spain. By heavens, I'll make them rue the time they swept the legs from a child of mine with a
tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya, with a tour-ay-ya, Father Dillida. Tour-ay, hooray, hooray-ya.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We should do Ludley Pool today. Ludley Pool today.
Oh,
pleasant evening in the month of June, as I sat weaving all on my loom. One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I sat weaving all on my loom. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch.
Luddly pulledy, luddly pulledy, skiddery idle doodle lum, skiddery idle doodle lum, skiddery idle doodle little dum dum dee.
What more diversion could a man desire than to sit him down by a small house fire? What more diversion could a man desire than to sit him down by a small house fire? And on his knee a pretty wench, and on the table a jug of punch.
Luddly pulledy, luddly pulledy, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum-dum-dee.
Let the doctors call with all their art, he'll make no impression upon my heart. The doctors call with all their art, he'll make no impression upon my heart. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
Luddly pulledy, luddly pulledy, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum, skitter-rig-a-doodle-lum-dum-dee.
If I get drunk, well, the money's me own, and them don't like me, can leave me alone. And if I get drunk, well, the money's me own, and them don't like me, can leave me alone. And tune me fiddle, and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
Luddly pulledy, luddly pulledy,
skitter-rig-a-doodle-dum, 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 dum-dee. And when I'm dead and in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have. And when I'm dead and in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have.
Luddly pulledy, skiddly idle diddle dum, skiddly idle diddle dum, skiddly idle diddle diddle dum dum dee.
And when I'm dead and in my mold, let my head and feet leave a flowing bowl. And when I'm dead and in my mold, let my head and feet leave a flowing bowl. And every young man that passes by, he can
diet is a delicate, delicate system.
This next song is called Finnegan's Wake. Poem written by James Joyce. Not really, the book was written by James Joyce, but the old poem is way before James Joyce. And tells about a wake.
There might be some
Irish
floor
wake.
Welting coming on, huh? Floor welting, yes.
Don't Tim Finnegan lived on Walking Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet, to rise in the world he carried a hat. You see, he disarmed the Timbaland way, with a love for the liquor port Tim was born. To help him with his work each day, he'd a drop from the crather every morn.
Quack, pull it on and ask your partner, welcome for your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from a ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wait. They rolled him up in a nice clean ship, they laid him out upon the bed. A gallon of whiskey at his feet, a harrel of porter at his head.
Quack for the dawn, a dance to your partner, welcome for your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought in tea and cakes, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Reilly began to cry, such a nice clean cart did you ever see? Tim Wolverine, why did you die? Hurrah, hold your gob, said Paddy McGee.
One for the dawn, and his tea partner, welcome for you try to shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
The job, old Biddy says she, her I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the ward soon engaged, woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began.
Quack for the dawn, a dance to your partner, welcome for your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
The job, old Biddy says she, her I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the warden soon engaged, woman to woman and man to man. She laid in law with all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began.
One for the dog, I can see a partner, one for the trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? One for the dog.
It's official. It's St. Patrick's Day.
You can at least put some beer in it.
All right. What's with the empty glass? You want to do last? Yeah, we got like two
Irishmen walk out the bar.
Do it again.
summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather with your gold, oh, lassie. That's one of the prettiest of the old Irish tunes.
Johnny McAldoo, too many words, pay attention, Jimmy Pike's gonna, yeah.
This is about a, this is kind of an Irish drinking song, but actually the guy ate more than he drank in the song, so.
You know, we had it medically confirmed that Jim Pike over here has a special organ in his body that stores all these song lyrics, and nobody else has it. It's right next to his appendix, and that's where he's got them.
I get kind of a tinkle over there on the side.
Hey, don't pull it out and play with it now.
There was Johnny McAldoo and McGee and me, and a couple, two or three went on a spree one day. We had a bob or two, which we knew how to blew, and the beer and whiskey flew, and we all felt gay. We visited McCann's, McLeman's, Humpty Dan's. We went into the Swans, our stomachs for a pack. We ordered out a feed, which indeed we didn't need, and we finished it with speed, and we still felt slack. Johnny McAldoo, red, white, and blue, and a plate of Irish stew, he soon put out his night. He shouted out in core with a roar for some more. He'd never felt before such a keen appetite. He ordered eggs and ham, bread and jam, what a cram. But him we couldn't ram, though we tried our level best. For everything we bought, cold or hot, mad or not, it went down him like a shot, but he still stood the test. He swallowed ripe and hard by the yard, we got scared. We thought it would go hard when the waiter brought the bill. We told him to give over, but he swore he could lower twice as much again and more before he had his fill. He nearly sucked a trough full of broth and McGrath. He'll have out of the tablecloth if you don't hold him in. When the waiter brought the charge, McAldoo felt so large. He began to scald and barge, and his blood went on fire. McAldoo began to cold, only well, only so. He threw an empty bowl at the shopkeeper's head. He struck my Mickey Finn, peeled the skin off his chin. The rushes did begin, and we all fought in bed. The peelers did arrive, man alive, four or five. At us they made a drive for us all to march away. We paid for all the meat that we ate, stood a trade, and went home to ruminate on the spree that day. Hey, you guys, thank you very much. And I think they're going to have a raffle now. They're going to have some more tickets. They're going to give away.
They're giving it all away tonight.
Yeah, they're giving it all away.
I think the restaurant, even.
Anyway, it's really been a pleasure to come down here. This is one of the best little deals that we've ever had down here. Not that they weren't all good, but what a good group.
And I think before we pack it up, I think we'll be singing Happy Birthday to Patrick Troy today. I think it's a song everyone can join in. He's actually born on St. Patrick's Day, hence the name Patrick. And his dear old dad, Dan, is sitting right next to him. Welcome back to the island, Dan.
Danny boy.
Danny boy.
I knew I recognized.
Two more quickies.
I know you.
A quick happy birthday, and then we're going to have the birthday boy sing Danny Boy. How's that sound?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrick. Happy birthday to you. I think they're waiting to take over the raffle now, so let's
Danny
get
boy.
The cards going.
He's not drunk enough to
table.
Sing Danny Boy.
Sound was balanced.